Brilliance Audio presents Woman Without a Past by Phyllis A. Whitney.
For Sally Artaceros, my editor and good friend for so many years, with affection and gratitude. Forward. I visited Charleston, South Carolina in May of 1989. A few months later, Hugo swept in with devastating force to change portions of the landscape forever. The Charleston I have written about here is the city I saw before the hurricane, a city that has recovered from a good many disastrous blows over the years, yet with its spirit always intact. Friends tell me that the historic district, which is the main setting for my novel, came through with minor damage to those sturdy old buildings. The plantation houses up the peninsula stand as they did before the storm. Perhaps the major, irreparable loss to the entire area was the hundreds of beautiful trees, some of them a century old and more. As I wrote, nothing had touched them, and I could see them in my mind as they were. The plantation house I've called Mountford Hall is a composite of the houses I visited, though with an emphasis on Drayton Hall. The people of Charleston are resilient and have always carried on their lives with grace and courage. Several residents of the historic district opened their homes to me while I was there, inviting me back of the scenes. Anne Wall's lovely South Battery House crept into my narrative with a few changes that bow to the needs of plot. I fell in love with a child's rocking horse I saw in an upper room, and it became a character in my story. My thanks to Helen and Harold Tinley for showing me their charming home in one of Charleston's single houses. Helen was my scout on an occasion when I needed the exact details for one of my scenes. She also sent me a vivid account of what it was like to live through Hugo. Catherine Boykin introduced...